A year ago, the Justice Department said state and local police have, quote, inherent authority to enforce immigration law. The FBI began entering the names of several hundred thousand immigration violators into the Maine Police Lookout database. Critics say such moves are illegal and counterproductive. NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports.
The Justice Department's new position reverses long-standing policy. In 1996, the department issued a legal opinion that said only federal agents should enforce federal immigration law. In practice, there also has been a sharp distinction between civil and criminal violations. Local or state police could arrest an immigrant engaged in crimes like smuggling or fraud, but not someone who simply overstayed his visa. Chris Kobach, an advisor to Attorney General John Ashcroft, says the new legal opinion erases that distinction.
The opinion clarified that whether it is a criminal violation of the act or a civil violation of the act that renders someone deportable, the authority of the police officer to assist the federal government and arrest that specific individual is the same.
In fact, Kobach calls such differences esoteric.
No. The difference between criminal and civil law is, you know, fundamental to our legal system.
Angela Kelly of the National Immigration Forum says the Justice Department's new opinion contradicts numerous court decisions and laws.
Instead, what the Attorney General is saying is, I'm not listening to what Congress has said so clearly. Instead, we're going to say anybody whose name we put in a database who we think has violated an immigration law is now subject to criminal arrest. Wow. That's a massive expansion.
Yet such expansion has gained support in Congress. Representative Charlie Norwood of Georgia says it's ridiculous that there are only 2,000 immigration agents charged with tracking down more than 350,000 aliens who've been ordered deported but have disappeared, some 80,000 of them convicted criminals.
It means we don't mean it. They need help from folks who come across these people every day during routine traffic stops and doing other activities in the course of their regular duty. And that's the 700,000 police officers of America.
Norwood notes local police stopped several of the 9/11 hijackers for traffic violations in the weeks before the attacks. They were in no police database and were let go. But the idea of expanded power has met staunch resistance from many law enforcement officials. Apart from the legal question of can they target immigration violators, many ask the practical question, should they? Hubert Williams of the Police Foundation says it's one thing if the federal government wants help tracking a specific person suspected of terrorism.
But if you say to the police, we want you to go into this community that we think that there may be people that don't belong in our nation, some of which may have terrorist intentions, so go through and sort through and check all these people out and see if you can come up with one. Hey, that is too complicated for the police to deal with.
And Williams says police will lose the trust many have spent years building through community policing programs. For some, that trust is gone already. A woman we'll call Antonia is a street vendor and a member of the Latin American Workers Project. Antonia says 6 months ago, two men robbed her fruit stand, making off with $250. But she did not call police for fear they'd deport her. If there's a violent act or some kind of accident, she says, we wouldn't call the police anymore. If I'm driving my car, the police could stop me and ask me for my papers. So each day, my fear is greater. Chris Kobach of the Justice Department denies officials are asking for a random roundup, only looking for help finding designated people. But hundreds of thousands of immigrant names are going into the police database, and their exact immigration status may be complex. Police worry they'll be sued for wrongful arrest. Perhaps mindful of this, the FBI recently exempted its police database from the Privacy Act's accuracy requirements. It means if they get the wrong guy, they can't be sued. David Sobel is with the Electronic Privacy Information Center.
I think the best way to look at this is, you know, the old saying about garbage in, garbage out. If a system contains inaccurate information, then obviously the results are going to be less than desirable.
Government supporters challenge critics to come up with a better way. Congressman Charlie Norwood says if local and state police do not get involved in immigration enforcement, Then aliens can flout deportation orders, assured they are not likely to get caught.
Take that to the American people and ask them, do you want to open our borders all 6,000 miles and say, y'all come? The American people do not want that.
In the end, Hubert Williams of the Police Foundation wonders whether the new police authority will change much. We have a lot of powers we never use, he says. What actually gets enforced is what the public most loudly demands. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News, Washington.